Hello English Podcast, a podcast for EFL learners and teachers. Hello everyone, this is one more episode of the Follow English Podcast. Today is April 25th, 2017. I'm Marcos Gazana and I'm speaking from Porto Alegre in the south of Brazil. This is episode 139 of the Follow English Podcast, and today I'm going to be speaking about some different ways to use the word half in English. Half can be pronounced in British English in a more open vowel sound, like half. And in American English, normally it's pronounced half. Notice that you don't pronounce the L in both varieties, British and American. So I'm going to be speaking about some different structures that come with the word half and how you can use the different structures. I'm going to be giving you some different examples, and I'm grabbing the examples from Practical English Usage by Michael Swann. That's one of my, by Oxford University Press. This is one of my favorite grammar books to use in the podcast. So let me get started. So the first thing you should know about half is that sometimes you can use half of, or simply half, and we can use half or half of before a noun with a determiner, either an article or a possessive or even demonstrative pronoun. We, on the other hand, we do not put a before the word half in this case, or even the article the. That's the definite article the. So let me go through some examples, and then you will see what I mean. She spends half of her time traveling. So she spends half of her time traveling. In this case here, you could omit the of. You could say she spends half her time. She spends half her time traveling. Another example here is, I gave him half of a cheese pie to keep him quiet. I gave him half a cheese pie to keep him quiet. As you can see, I read the first time with of and the second time without, to show you that there is an option here. And basically what I have here, a cheese pie, that's a short noun phrase, or her time, again, that's a short noun phrase. When half of or half is followed by a plural noun, the verb has to be in the plural form. For instance, half of my friends live abroad, or half my friends live abroad. But never half of my friends lives abroad. No, even though you're talking about half, as this quantity here is in the plural form, half of my friends, so half of my friends, that would be plural, and then you should have the verb in the plural form as well. Of is not used in expressions of measurement and quantity. So this is something to be careful with. I live half a mile from here. Not half of a mile, but I live half a mile from here. Or how much is half a loaf of bread? Half a loaf of bread, not half of a loaf of bread. So half a loaf of bread, or half a mile. We can also use half of, and in this case we cannot omit of, we have to use it, before pronouns. For instance, did you like the books? I've only read half of them. So half of the books, or half of them. Half of us are free on Tuesdays, and the other half on Thursdays. And this introduces another way of using half, when we have the other half. So in this case, using the article the article, the, sorry, yeah, the definite article, the. We use the before have if we talk about a particular have. So in this case, you cannot omit of if you have a noun, if it's used before a noun. So for example, I didn't like the second half of the film. So the second half of the film, the second half of the film. Would you like the big half or the small half? Notice that here I don't have a noun following it, and then I don't need, consequently, I don't need to use of. Okay, moving on. When you don't have a following noun, have can be used without a following noun. So when you don't have a following noun, only when the meaning is clear. So if the meaning is clear, you don't need to use the noun. Let me give you one example for you to see what I mean. I've bought some chocolate. You can have half. So in this case here, as I'm still talking about chocolate, the chocolate I bought, you can have half. So half the chocolate. But notice that in this case, you should not use the half unless you are speaking about a specific half. And then again, I can go back to the previous example. Would you like the big half or the small half if you break your chocolate into halves? By the way, the plural form for half is half. Again, it's spelled H-A-L-F. And the plural form is spelled halves, H-A-L-V-E-S. Moving on, there's one, couple of other things I would like to talk about. One is that sometimes you can use half a or a half, especially when you are talking about expressions of measurement. So in this case, half usually comes before the article a or an, but it's possible to put it after in expressions of measurement. Again, let's look at an example here. Could I have half a pound of grapes or a half pound of grapes? So you could say half a pound of grapes or a half pound of grapes. We usually say a half bottle to refer to a half-sized bottle of wine or spirits. And finally, one last item here. Again, I'm using Practical English Usage by Michael Swann, and this is item 235 on page 226, in case you have the book. So the last item I'm going to be talking about today is when we use one and a half. The expression one and a half is plural. So here you have to be careful. Let me give you one example. I've been waiting for 1.5 hours, not 1.5 hour. Yeah. But you can also say I've been waiting for 1.5 hours. So here, 1.5 hours. So this is it for today. I would like to remind you that you can subscribe to this podcast via iTunes, Stitcher Radio, in case you have an Android phone, smartphone, or tablet. You can also subscribe via email. That's pretty easy. You just have to visit the website, the web page for this podcast, which is at pod.followenglish.com.br. In this case, you will see on your upper right corner, there's a box where you can add your email to the email list. In this case, you will get a notification every time there is a new episode out there. And I would like to thank you for listening, and I'll see you next time. Bye.